Although he was the 4-3 shepherd that was shepherding the people. That's why, I mean, even if you're shepherding the people and pulling them together, oftentimes a 4 or a 3 will lead organizations where they will lead level 6 to organizations or tribes and pulling the tribes together. So you've got a level 4 or a 3 that does that because then they can have the power over the people. Like in politics, they'll oftentimes be 4-3. The bureaucracy is the level 4. The 3 is the power. So they'll, yeah, because they're comfortable. Yeah. Or because they've got the right. So the leader will oftentimes be a 3. The leader will oftentimes be a 3 who uses level 4 systems for keeping the system together of the 2s and the 6s that flock around them. Yeah. Now before we go any deeper, let's just talk about what might happen in relationship. Like in a relationship, like let's say you get into a relationship with somebody. Oftentimes a level 6 will look to get in a relationship with a level 3 because they think they can save them. So level 6 will go and get in relationship with a level 3 because they think they can save them and change them and they're gonna save them. Yeah, and then level 3 will get in relationship with the 6 and then use them for all they're worth. Level 3 will get in relationship with level 6 and they'll be happy in that relationship because they'll use them for everything they can get. Whereas the 6 will be in the relationship with the 3 thinking, hey, I'm going to save this person. I'm going to turn them around. I'm going to change them. Turn them from their ways. It depends. It depends on the individuals. It depends on coping mechanisms and so on and so forth. How fast they evolve, yeah. Sometimes a level 3 will hitch on to a level 5 and take them for the ride. Yeah, because it's like, hey, how much further can I get by hooking on to this level 5? So sometimes a level 3 will hook on to a level 5 to see how far they can go with them. Yeah, that happens. Yeah, absolutely. Where the level 3 and the 7 get in relationship and the 7 walks away from the relationship going, hey, I don't need your crap. Yeah, because the 3 is playing the aggressive. Yeah, that happens as well. Yeah.
I just finished that two-volume biography on Elvis.
Oh, did you really?
Oh. Well, it's interesting with this values thing, how one might be able to see.
Yes.
The different value levels at work in these relationships with women and his entourage is
the world. Yep. Yeah. There's so much, by the way, that's part of what, there are multiple values levels going on there, but I mean, that's part of what Leadership Explosion is about. It's about understanding everything that we're learning about values, and we're going to learn more about values still. And then it's about looking at composites of people and finding out what their beliefs were, their values, their attitudes, the specific strategies they used, and installing them in yourself. And that was my goal with that class, was to create a class where we understand these concepts, but then it's like, who do you want to become? With some schools of NLP, what they'll do, part of NLP is like, wow, I can be whoever I want. Once we really grasp this, and more so after we get a little bit deeper into the values, we go, wow, I can be whoever I want. Now some schools of NLP, what they'll do is they'll pace and lead you into, okay, who do you want to be now? Come this way. That's why NLP got in the early days, it got some bad raps in terms of being cultish, because some of the schools of thought will take you down that path once you get there. And my thought was, if we can be whoever we want to be, who is it that we want to model? We want to model, for me, from my perspective, is that we look toward people like a Gandhi, like a Buddha, like a Jesus, or even the great business leaders that do good things for the planet. So rather than going those paths, it's like, okay, who are, because sometimes people get to this level and they're like, wow, this kind of shakes up my model of the world. That's how I was. I got through this and I was like, oh my gosh, you mean I can be whoever I want? Who do I want to be? That's a choice.
Being certain attributes.
Yeah, now you don't have to go to Leadership Explosion to do that, by the way. I mean, I think it's a good thing because it's, I think it's quite powerful, but I mean, you can do modeling on your own. You just pick, you know, you go, okay, who do I want to be? Yeah, that's part of modeling. Yeah, that's part of modeling. So, yeah, then you're going to get it right in the hot air balloon. Claire Graves' values, the three parts of a values level. According to Claire Graves, there's the content, the values are the content. Then you've got the container, which would be the nervous system, and you've got environmental conditions. So that would be the three parts of the values level according to Claire Graves.